Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
He swings! Alexander Steen on his forehand hits a deep to left field. That's way back.
Get up.
Shoot, score! And it's a gunner! Bring out the Zamboni!
Oh, yeah!
This is a legendary KMOX Sports Open Line. Presented by Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford. Celebrating over 50 years serving St. Louis on America's Sports Voice. KMOX.
Here we go! It's the Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Chris Raby with you on KMOX. It is the Friday, November 16th, 2018 edition of the program. It is a Blues Vegas Golden Knights pregame edition of the program. 9 o'clock. Puck drop, 8:30, our St. Louis Blues pregame skate, and we have Sports Open Line from now until then. I think pretty big game. It's the middle of November, but you got 15 points right now. Got to play back-to-back with San Jose waiting tomorrow. You've got to play Nashville twice next week, including a back-to-back Friday, Saturday, and three games in 4 days against Nashville and Winnipeg. So no time like the present to get going. Here's what we've got coming up in about 15 minutes or so. Going to take you inside the KMOX Game Day podcast. Tom Ackerman and Cam Jansen join us to get ready for tonight's action. 7 o'clock hour, going to visit with Chris Landry from LandryFootball.com. Also, we're going to chat with Steve Holly from Guns N' Hoses, the awesome event the night before Thanksgiving next Wednesday at Enterprise Center. Police officers and firefighters fighting each other to raise money for Backstoppers, the incredible organization that provides whatever families of first responders who are killed or injured in the line of duty need. So that's what we've got coming up. Cam and Tom in a few minutes. Chris Landry, 7 o'clock hour, about 7:15, and Steve Holly. After that, if you want to get involved with the program, we invite you to do so at 436-7900, 314 436-7900, that is the phone number, or 800-925-1120. You can follow me on Twitter at C-H-R-A-B-E. C-H-R-A-B-E.
Yeah, I'd love to see that, man. Nothing would make me happier. Seriously. Yeah.
Follow us on Twitter at KMOX Sports. That's where you'll get breaking news, behind-the-scenes photos, and more. You can also follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Ben Boyd is the executive producer of the program. Halloween coming up in a couple of weeks. Give me your Mount Rushmore of Halloween candy. Mount Rushmore of Halloween candy. This is Dave's Mount Rushmore, his top four Halloween candy.
First of all, I'm diabetic, so I can't eat candy.
Well, if you're handing it out to the neighborhood kids.
I can still tell you what my favorite candy is. Okay, Snickers, Mars Bar. I don't know, man. M&M's are good. What other candy do I like?
Three Musketeers.
Three Musketeers. Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. I love them.
Ooh. Do you want to replace Mars Bars with Reese's Peanut Butter Cups, or are you going to keep Mars Bars as a controversial number two on the Mount Rushmore?
I'll keep Mars Bars.
You'll keep Mars Bars. So Mars Bars, they are the Thomas Jefferson, the two-hole.
Uh-huh.
That'll never get old. We got to have I need a little Thanksgiving caller, Dave. It's not going to be gone next week. Come on, Dave. Mike Anderson's my guy.
I got a new boy. He produces.
He does produce. He's here in the KMOX studios. It is the Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. I was doing a little shopping today, and listen, I came on the air last week, and I said that I thought last Saturday, November the 10th, getting or waking up to a text message at like 8 o'clock in the morning from Joey Vitale with pictures of his home already a winter wonderland. I thought that was a bit much. I think you got to give the middle part of November and you've got to give Thanksgiving. It's just due. You need to allow Thanksgiving to share or have just a little bit of the spotlight. And Joey was, you know, barely past Halloween, and he's already got the stockings hung by the chimney with care. Not even haphazardly. He has them hung by the chimney with care, Mike Anderson. So, listen, I love Christmas as much as the next guy, but I think that, you know, you kind of saturate the holiday a little bit. If all of a sudden it's going to be like the Major League Baseball trading deadline and you're going to see Santa sitting at the West County Mall. So I came on the air and I said on Monday that I wanted to just allow the month of November to breathe a little bit. I wanted to enjoy Thanksgiving, you know, because sometimes if you look too far ahead, you miss what's right in front of you. And it's Thanksgiving, just a wonderful holiday. Talking to Steve Holly a little bit later has got me thinking about, you know, when you'd be in college and you'd come home for Thanksgiving break and that Wednesday night would be, that was the thing, man. So I kind of took this stance. And I kind of said, you know, you've got to let Thanksgiving marinate and then come and go, and then I'm all about Christmas. However, last night and then earlier today, was running some errands, and what do I hear? Inside the West County Mall, blasting through the speakers, probably the best Christmas song of all time, original or cover. That's right, Mike Anderson. It was essentially the patron saint of holiday shopping, Ms. Mariah Carey. And I will tell you, in that moment, I felt like I was floating down the corridors of the West County Mall. And my goodness, bring it on, Vitale. That's what I'm saying. I mean, come on! 102.5 flipped over to All Christmas today. I see you, KZK. Shout out, Entercom. And I was just, It's not like I've ever been a Grinch. I just, you know, last week I thought, listen, it's not even Veterans Day. Let's focus on the month of November before we, you know, start laying out carrots for Santa's reindeer. But I'll tell you what, Mike Anderson, when I heard this song today, it just kicked me into high gear. It's a Friday. The holidays are here. And I could see Mariah in that grainy music video in a red snowsuit frolicking around in probably her backyard. And I was ready to go. It's a great song. Mount Rushmore, Christmas songs. We welcome Mike Anderson to the program for the first time tonight. This is such, I mean, and I understand it's not like a Christmas carol and it's an adaptation, but my God, if this isn't, for my money, just universally the best Christmas song. It seems like it's on a loop inside like Macy's or Bloomingdale's or whatever department store you're bustling around in. And I'm actually one who enjoys Christmas shopping. I actually like going out and doing the physical shopping, walking around, picking stuff up. Maybe it's because I have nothing else going on, so I'm bored and have a lot of free time.
I'm really anxious to hear, first of all, what you got me at West County Mall today, so that'll be great.
Well, it's not Christmas yet. You got 5 weeks.
No, I'll wait.
Don't be so greedy.
I'll wait. Favorite Christmas song, so you got to throw Santa Claus is Coming to Town, the Bruce Springsteen version in there, right?
It's a great cover. Not a Springsteen guy, but that's a great cover. I'll give you that.
We're in agreement on both of those.
Give you that.
Least favorite's probably I Want a Hippopotamus for Christmas. Not a big fan.
The good news is we've got 5 weeks to work on this. We might have to make a bracket and have the Sports Open Line Nation vote.
Listen to you, just the total 180 here.
Well, listen, it's not that I don't love Christmas, but last week it was like, it was November 10th. And it was, maybe the snow this week had something to do with it. I think I was in a good mood today as well because it was like 50 degrees and all the snow melted. But like, listen, we're not even halfway through November. And we've got Vitaly skirting his Christmas tree. Grow up. And then my main point, and I will still stand by this. My main point was, Joey said he hosts Thanksgiving. If you walked in to your family's home or to a friend's home, if you walked into a home where you were spending Thanksgiving Day and it was decorated all out for Christmas, I think that would be weird.
A little bit, but maybe some people are just thankful to be surrounded by Christmas decorations. It was always a tradition at our family Thanksgivings to, after the meal, you go on a nice digestive walk through the neighborhood and look at all the Christmas lights. So it
and that is like a perfect official ushering
a nice
in
transition.
Of the season.
Yeah, I'm with you there.
The day after, the Friday or Saturday after, my dad and I go and buy the Christmas tree for my parents' house.
Yeah, and I think a lot of people having the next day off, you know, use that day as their day to decorate the house and do all that sort of stuff. But
yeah,
I don't know. I do have a fish tank, and all the fish were begging me to give them their Christmas tree weeks ago. So, Celine Dion, you got it. You got your Christmas tree. They're all swimming happy now.
Speaking of Vegas.
Yeah.
Had to go. There will be multiple Celine Dion mentions tonight.
There will be.
Set the over-under at 1.5. We're going to fly over.
I've already edited some of it.
You had to go Christmas tree inside the fish tank in mid-October. That's okay. That I can deal with. All right. With that out of the way, with us feeling fired up, we're going to get to our game day podcast preview. Tom Ackerman, Cam Jansen next. We will chat with Chris Landry in the 7 o'clock hour. Steve Holly talks Guns and Hoses as well. Sold out, but still some ways to get tickets. And, of course, whatever nonsense is on your mind, 314-436-7900 or 800-925-1120. You can text me at the same number, 314-436-7900. It's Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line. Back to talk a little hockey, 2 hours away from Blues pregame.
This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game.
Now, back to the Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line.
You play to win the game.
On America's Sports Voice, KMOX.
8:30, Blues pregame skate, Blues and Knights at 9 o'clock. Welcome back, Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line, pregame edition of the program. We turn it over for a preview of tonight's game. Tom Ackerman and Cam Jansen, the full KMOX Game Day podcast, available every weekday game at KMOX.com. Boys?
Couple of desperate teams needing a win.
Oh, definitely. And Vegas is having trouble scoring goals. I think they're like 29th in goals per game. And they're missing one of their big defensemen, too, Nate Schmidt, who got that 20-gamer for having a pinch of whatever it is. And what's the comparison? As like a pinch of salt in an Olympic-sized swimming pool?
Yeah, right.
Whatever. So they're missing him. He logged a lot of minutes. He's a leader of that team, just signed a monster contract. They're letting a lot of odd-man rushes go against them. I watch a lot of their games. Their fourth line is contributing, and we'll get into Reaver, I guess, in a little bit, but... No, they haven't found their way like they did last year. And even last year, they found ways to win when they were going through that goalie trouble. Remember when everybody was getting hurt? They had, like, the daddy Padre come up and go in net and still be okay. So they found ways to win last year. Doesn't matter. That's a difficult barn to play in.
Things are just not going well for the Blues right now. They lost 1-0 to the Blackhawks on Wednesday. They didn't play that poorly defensively, but when they needed some offense, they could not catch a break.
Parayko, what a pass to Dunn. Dunn with a shot, and that one goes off of Crawford White. Parayko bombs it. Oh, he hit the post. That thing got through. It hit the post and came right back out. rather than angling in.
It's just the way it is. It's a game of inches.
I was sleeping at that point, and all of a sudden it hit off the bar and it woke me back up. It was kind of a boring game, and I don't mean to be too sarcastic, but it kind of was a boring game, and there wasn't much offensive zone time for the Blues. There wasn't much mini odd man rushes. It wasn't necessarily a track meet, which is fine, which still gave us a chance to win because our D were okay. Like, we were pretty structured and solid. Jake Allen didn't overcommit. He was okay. Kind of a fluky goal. But Jake gave us a chance to win that game, and then all of a sudden our offense doesn't show up when it has been showing up. And it was a weird one, but it just wasn't much emotion. It was kind of boring. And it's weird because, you know, against a rivalry team like that, you would think there'd be a lot of, emotion and just chirpiness and chippy and this and that. And it just wasn't. So
no,
it was
there
a
really
painful
wasn't.
Game a little
and,
bit.
In fact, you know, our digital department, we were putting together a story online. And I said, you know, there's not a lot of real fireworks to give you. I did like this play, though. I thought this was good.
49 seconds to go. Duncan Keith will send it over the line. Here's Kane with a slap shot. And Tarasenko made like a goalie. Went a little Glenn Hall on that puck, stayed on his feet and kicked it away.
Wow, if the Blues come back and tie this game, it's going to be because of Vladimir Tarasenko. Makes a great poke and makes a Jake Allen-like save off that Patrick Kane slap shot right in front.
That's a heck of a play by 91.
It's more like a Darren Pang kind of save, let's be honest. He didn't go down. It was like,
Glenn
you know,
Hall.
He just kicked the leg up a little bit. We love you, Panger. Hey, Vlad, I like Vladdy's game. Okay, he's not the Vladimir. He's not the scoring of Vladimir Tarasenko goals that we're used to, but he's doing other things. Like, he's keeping pucks alive in the offensive zone. He's getting back. He's busting his butt, blocking shots, doing that. You know how scary that is to stand in front of the net like that, at like imitating a goalie, meaning if it hits your glove, your hand's shattered and broken, and Kaner comes up, and he knows what he's doing there, too. He rips a bomb. Like, okay, Vladdy, you're going to stand in a net like that and be a warrior? Well, here comes a 100-mile-an-hour slap shot. So give Vladdy props. And right before that, he did make a nice poke check. I believe it was a one-on-one and doesn't matter who it was. But goes on there, keeps the play alive, keeps the boys thriving for that next goal. Overall, I like Vladdy's game. I do. It's nothing sexy. It's nothing flashy. But he's doing little things to compliment Ryan O'Reilly and Jaden Schwartz.
Gosh, how much does that hurt getting hit by a slap shot?
Man, look, I'll eat punches all day long, Tommy. I'll eat punches all day long. But once that puck comes, and even blocking shots, I'd do the flamingo. I'm a wimp. Seriously, you know what the flamingo is? Yeah, when you do that flamingo on a fourth line, that you're skating back to the bench, the coach is looking at you like, yeah, no. You block that shot. Man, oh, man. Like, again, if you take a puck like that on a skate on the hand, like, you're automatically going to either, if it's, unless it's broken, you're going to be hurting no matter what. To put that boot, your foot back in the boot, to try to grip a stick after taking one off the hand like that, it's the most miserable thing in the world. But boy, oh boy, Vladimir Tarasenko wanted to win that hockey game, and that's a good thing to see.
Yeah, that's impressive. I mean, of course, you want him to start scoring, and we've got to get into a situation where we're seeing Vladimir Tarasenko go on a hot streak, and we just haven't seen it yet. But that's an encouraging play. It means he is bought in.
Yeah.
And that, you know, you had to have it, and the Blues did have it. As they mentioned, if the Blues tie the game, you could credit Tarasenko. They didn't tie the game. They lost it 1-0. And now, Cam, they fall 3 points behind Chicago. They're in last place in the Central Division. I can't remember the last time the Blues were in last place at this point.
I know, not for a long, long time. I mean, maybe even whenever, probably back to when I played. I don't even think we were, to be honest with you. It might have been even back when they had those awful years and I think it was 05, 06. But it's not good because you look at this team on paper and you're like, okay, like, wow, they should be putting things together here. And it's either one night the D plays great and Jake Allen's on his game and then all of a sudden we can't put the puck in the net. Or we put up 4 and we let in 5 or whatever the case is. It's always something. And, boy, they definitely need to straighten this thing out because, A, the schedule's not getting any easier.
No.
I don't care if Vegas isn't playing well. That's a difficult barn to go into and play. And you know who's going to be cruising around doing his thing, bully tactics out there, number 75, Ryan Reeves. And we'll get into that in a little bit. But these are going to be difficult games. You play San Jose back-to-back, another difficult barn to play in. You have a lot of games coming up in a small amount of time, which I think is good to find your rhythm. I think the schedule hasn't helped anything, to be honest with you. But, man, oh, man, this needs to change, and it needs to change quick, or we're not going to crawl out of this hole.
Now, Corey Crawford got him on Wednesday. Unfortunately, the Blues are going against Vegas, and you assume that Marc-Andre Fleury is going to start again, and he just shut out the Ducks. They're coming off a 5-0 win at T-Mobile Arena against the Ducks. 29 save shutout for Fleury on Wednesday night. But the Blues, historically, now it's only four games, but they're good against this Vegas team. In fact, they've had a point in every game they've played against them. They're 2-0-2 against the defending Western Conference champions.
They find a way to get up for this team, and that's a great sign to see. And but going back to Marc-Andre Fleury, I think that's his third shutout. I think he's leading the league, too. Yeah, he's good. He could take a game over, stand on his head, smile, wink at you. He's got a little bit of Marty in him, Marty Brodeur. He's got a little bit of Patrick Waugh in him, you know, kind of loud, just his antics. I love him as a goalie. He might be one of my favorites. He winks at the crowd. He waves at the crowd. I like that. I do, because that means he's in the game. You know, he's not cocky, but he is. So he could be a factor tonight. But if you're funneling shots in, like we've been doing, you know, obviously not in the Chicago game, but once our offense is going, like, we're hard to beat. We are. I mean, we could have won so many. We have these one-goal games that we're losing, too. And it's always just that little breakdown and maybe in the third period. But our offense has been pretty much cruising on a steady level here. So we'll see what happens tonight. But, again, it's going to be should be a fun one to watch.
So let's talk about Ryan Reeves. What will he be like tonight?
Oh, he's going to do his thing. He's going to – look, it's all going to start in warm-ups where he's going to cruise around with no bucket on. He's going to look over at all the boys and start chirping. And, yeah, you might think that's whatever. No, but it gets to you. Because you know why? He hits, and he knows how to hit still consistently. That's why there's still a reason why he's in this league. There's still a reason why he's playing every single night. And actually, he's actually productive, too. That fourth line is making they're making things happen. Every time they score a goal, look, number 75, he might not have an assist on that play, but he's standing right in front of the net, and no one's even looking at him. He's going to be talking. He's going to be hitting guys. I just hope he doesn't really catch anybody too clean and really put somebody down and hurt him, because he's strong enough to do that.
Who do you match up with him? I mean, Pat Maroon, first of all, is not in this game. He's going to miss a little time.
Well, you're not going to match anybody up, because they're going to have the last change. So you just roll him and just keep your head up when he's on the ice. But, you know, he's not quick. So if you go down there and you have that fourth line, if you're matched up fourth line against fourth line, hem him in their zone and make him work. Make him get cluttered back there. And that even that line as a whole, their D struggles. So that fourth line, if you want to have a speed fourth line out there, and I don't know who they're going to be dressing, but I'm sure Soshnikov or Sanford, whoever's on that fourth line, they got speed. So go down there and take advantage of that and hem him in their own zone.
The good news also for the Blues is that David Perron is playing in this game, and Perron is good against Vegas, you would assume. I mean, he's
playing. He'll be fired up.
He'll be fired up. You would assume he'll be fired up to play against this team.
I like David Perron's game lately. I do. Last game, he takes a couple dumb penalties here and there, but that just means he's working too sometimes. I know he took that offensive zone penalty a couple games ago in the third period, which was, I'm sure he wanted that back. But his puck protection is top of the line. Watch him in the corners. Like, he'll invite pressure, and he's strong on his skates. He's got thick legs, like he's strong. So he'll invite pressure, like, come get me, come get me. He'll stick his butt out, he'll spin off of you, and look up, and he does that 10-2 where he, which even thinking about it, it's going to pull my groin, but you put your legs out there, but it opens everything up. So you could see the whole ice. Again, he could spin off you really quick and easily, and he finds that open guy in the slot. So he's hard to play with when he's on his groove and he's doing his thing in the corners.
It's an upper body injury for Pat Maroon. He's going to miss the rest of this road trip, so he won't be in this game. He won't be in the San Jose game, and they'll have to see what he actually is back here. He's in St. Louis.
I know.
To be evaluated.
Which is kind of weird, because if I'm Patty, I'm like, can I just stay the night in Vegas real quick? I know I'm not playing, but can we fly out the next day?
I wonder if that's an issue, actually, and if Vegas has a bit of an advantage. Like, how do you handle that if you're a team and your boys are on the road? Vegas is the most tempting city in America, and arguably the Western Hemisphere. So how do you guard against that?
Well, you could say that with Vegas. You could say that with Montreal and Chicago. Look, you just got to be disciplined, and you can still enjoy yourself. Like, there's a couple pictures of, you could tell Vladimir Tarasenko took out Ivan Barbashev and Soshnikov. Didn't take them out, but you could tell they're walking around. They had coffees in their hands. They probably went and had a nice meal together, just walking around, looking at the lights. You go back to your room, and you chill. You have to be disciplined. Would I have been disciplined back in the day? Absolutely not, but it is what it is. But I'd get up and suck it up the next day, and if I got to play 3 minutes and go fight somebody, I would. But the game has changed, and the guys do need – they do take care of their body a lot more than they used to, even like 5 to 10 years ago. So the boys, it is tempting, but a lot of guys these days, it doesn't bother them.
I mean, they go to – all cities have things going on.
Oh, yeah, dude. If you want to find something, you'll find it. And look, it's fun, and a lot of guys haven't been there too much. And so, you know, you're used to going to Chicago. You know your spots. You're used to going to Montreal, whatever the case, if you've been in the league a long time. But a lot of these veteran guys, I mean, they're not used to going to Vegas, so they want to cruise around. They want to check new restaurants out and things like that. But, again, the guys are disciplined. They know this is a big, big game tonight, and they know they got to get out of this hole. So if you're out cruising around, people are going to see it. People are going to notice. But I tell you, I will say this. Hopefully we do go on a trip next time the Blues are there. We had such a blast. There were so many Blues jerseys cruising around to where the fans would come up to me and take pictures. And then the people that didn't know that I was a hockey player thought I was like an actor. So I acted like I was like something really, really important because they're just seeing me take pictures with all the Blues fans. So another regular person didn't know who I was, and they asked who I was, and I just said I was some famous actor. They asked me the name, and I couldn't think of anything clever. But it was such a blast, man, and the Blues fans always follow around the guys, and especially on that trip, it's a blast.
Like, I've really turned the corner on Nashville. That's another one. You know, Nashville, when I first saw it, I'm like, they don't know anything. The games, like, they're teaching them how to cheer, and, you know, what do they know? Blah, blah, blah. And then I started thinking about it. I'm like, no, you know, we need to encourage Nashville. Nashville's cool. It's a great city.
Yeah.
I don't want any more St. Louisans moving down there, but no. It is a cool place to visit, and we should be as positive as we can about the Predators' game experience and what they're doing. Of course, you want to beat their brains out.
Yeah, you want to make fun of them still, but still, you got to appreciate them wanting to learn the game.
That's cool.
Yeah. You know?
So the Vegas thing to me is great.
Absolutely. This is great for hockey. And they hit it on the head with moving there. I think that they made the right assumption to where, I think the fans will – like this sport. I think there's enough of them. I think there will be enough of a internal fan base that they'll really go to these games, and they're right on that so far. And don't get me wrong, they had an easy go, you know, going all the way to the Stanley Cup finals like that. But I think they're going to be okay one way or the other. I think it's great for the NHL, and I don't know. I think this might be still a very difficult place to play as far as their barn is concerned and as far as the atmosphere when you're walking around that place. Whew.
Now, back to this game tonight. So the Blues will be up against it tonight. Now, whether Braden Schenn is a factor or not, the Blues have got to be on their toes tonight. And Sammy Blais was recalled from San Antonio. And, you know, they need to find a role for Sammy Blais. I thought that the first time around, I wasn't really sure what his role was. I mean, what exactly is Sammy Blais supposed to be for this Blues team?
That's a great question. Because is he skilled enough to be on the top two lines? Nah, I don't know. I don't think he's a strong enough skater. And I've said this, I've kind of critiqued him for a little while now. I don't think he's strong on his skates. Like, he gets bumped around. Like, he doesn't protect a puck. Like maybe a Robert Thomas or a David Perron. Watch those guys in the corners. Like, even Robbie Thomas now is really protecting the puck well. He's escaping pressure. I like Sammy Blais' skill. He kind of weaves in and out of traffic well, which I know sounds kind of weird, but it helps you when you're trying to gain the zone and things like that. He's got a sneaky shot. But I don't know where he stands. Can he be a fourth liner and be mixed in and out? I think so, because he led the team in hits leading into this. So I think he adapted his game like, okay, if I'm going to be on the fourth line with limited minutes, I'm going to have to take the body. Whether I'm putting guys on their back or not, I'm still bumping them. And I don't mind that. Can you get somebody else up here to do that better? Maybe. So it's like, okay, if you're going to call Sammy Blais up to get fourth line minutes, is he going to be as productive as maybe calling somebody else up that could give you a little bit more energy? I don't know. We'll have to see.
And again, going to defense, we've talked about this guy a lot, and I hate doing this. I really don't like doing this, but I have to point this out. Here's the call the second period.
Chopped by Edmonds into the wing, not out. Seabrook finds Keith behind the goal. He'll come around to Kane. Looking up to the blue line for Joki Haru. Instead goes to Taves. In, pass, shot, save! And the rebound was there, and that puck trickled in. 4:05 gone in the second period. Blackhawks will score first on a power play goal. A disgusted Vladimir Tarasenko goes to the bench, but he hooked him. And the Blues fall behind 1-0.
I don't like that song either.
Oh, God.
But he didn't mention the name in there, but Jay Bouwmeester was part of that.
Yeah, it was very unfortunate. And I'll tell you, I'll break that play down for you. It was actually Barbashev was on the wall trying to get the puck out of zone. He was going one-on-one battle against Patrick Kane up the wall. Jonathan Toews was down in the corner anticipating Kane winning that battle on the wall to kick it down to him. Now, if Kaner didn't win that battle against Ivan Barbashev on the wall, he would have been caught down low and been the last guy to get back, although he probably would have busted his ass and he would have been fine. But Ivan Barbashev took the wrong angle on Patrick Kane on the wall. He took the offensive side instead of trying to take the defensive side on that and forced Patrick Kane to cut to the middle and get squeezed off. So he anticipated him coming up the wall. I know this might be confusing me trying to explain this, but I'm going to do it anyway.
No, it's
good. He took the offensive side. Patrick Kane spun off him, kicked it down low to Jonathan Toews, who created a two-on-one just like that on Jay Bouwmeester. Jay Bouwmeester did the right thing, sprawled out, tried to intercept that pass. Jonathan Toews saucered it, created chaos. And J-Bo lost a puck. But even if he didn't kick it in right there, there's two Blackhawks parked right in front of the net. They would have tapped that bad boy home anyway if J-Bo didn't kick it in. It's just unfortunate that J-Bo Meester is in another weird situation like that. Now he's going to get chirped for the next 2 weeks just because of that. So,
that's
unfortunate.
Right. No, you know, you see that.
He's just in the wrong spot. You know? It just happens. It's tough.
You did a great job, though, of setting up how we got to that point. It just
Barbie losing that battle. And exactly. I know it's not on him, but those are, like, you can't take that angle on. Kaner's like, yeah, come at me. Spin right off you, kicks it right down low. Because if he did, if Barbie would have won that battle, maybe picked his pocket there, there'd be two guys caught, and they would have had probably an odd man rush going the other way. See how everything just changes real quick like that?
Oh, man, totally.
It's crazy.
Cam Jansen, Tom Ackerman on the KMOX Game Day Podcast. If you want to talk Blues or whatever, give me a call, 436-7900. We're hanging out until 8:30. That's when the pregame skate starts on KMOX.
I'm supposed to be the franchise player, and we're in here talking about practice.
The Dave Sinclair, Lincoln and Ford Sports Open Line continues.
Not a game. We're talking about practice.
On KMOX.
Thanks to Tom and Cam, the KMOX Game Day Podcast, every weekday game. You download it at KMOX.com. We're hanging out until 8:30. That's when pregame starts. And head to the phone lines. Jim has dialed in. Jim, what's up, man? You're on KMOX. Hello, Jim. Jim. No, Jim. 8:30 pregame skate. Okay, so Braden Schenn in tonight. Schenn comes off IR and will play. He's going to play on the wing tonight. He's going to be with Bozak and Fabry. Pat Maroon, who headed back to St. Louis because they did not want him to drive or fly around the country, he goes on IR. Sammy Blais is in tonight as well. Oh, we got Jim back. Hey, Jim, what's going on, man?
Hey, you know, you were talking about Joey having his house all decorated and everything.
Yes, sir.
Well, my wife and her sister down in Arkansas, they stay on the phone now for about an hour or two every night, just lining up what the Hallmark Hall of Fame Christmas movies they're going to watch.
Going to use all my anytime minutes? Think this anytime? What do they got, Jim? What are their favorites?
Well, you know, it's always the same ones. You know, White Christmas and, you know, Hearts something. You know, I don't know what all it is. But
and it's not even Thanksgiving.
I know.
How do you deal with that, Jim?
They stay on the phone for hours. Hmm. Just talking about what they're going to watch, you know, this day and that day and... Then they get on the phone together when the movies are on, talking about the movie.
While they're watching the movies.
While they're watching the movies.
That is classic Mrs. Jim. Classic.
Yeah.
Are you a big Christmas guy? It's great. I just, you know, let's fire up the Hallmark movies Thanksgiving night and after Thanksgiving. We don't need them on November 16th.
Yeah. No, I'm a Thanksgiving guy.
God bless you, Jim.
My anniversary's on Thanksgiving, you know.
Nice.
I don't know. Thanksgiving's the best holiday there is.
God, I agree with you, buddy. Happy Thanksgiving, Jim. Happy anniversary. All the best dealing with those loony ladies.
Okay.
Later, brother. Bye. Anniversary on Thanksgiving. There you go, Jim. Women. Can't live with them, can't live without them. Stick up for yourself, Jim. Want to watch football? 436-7900.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.